T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Against the Grain.
Okay, I read a story this weekend, Maggie. Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. I don't want to get all X's and O's, but you realize that Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen will not be on the field at the same time. They will not be playing each other.
Thanks for telling me that.
So everyone is making out the storylines. Joe Burrow versus Ryan Tannehill. Tom Brady versus Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, we love that.
Aaron Rodgers versus Jimmy G. Maybe not that one as much. I hate to say it. The quarterbacks are not going to determine the winners this week.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just a cliche to say, oh, it's all in the quarterbacks. But let's look at each game. Let's start with the Packers-Niners. You know that Niners call run plays over 60% of the times in the postseason? 60% of the time.
Yeah.
If they win, they are going to run all over Green Bay. So take Jimmy G out. What I don't think people realize is the Packers have evolved into a running team. If they're going to win, it's going to be, what's our guy, Godzilla?
A.J. Dillon.
A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones running all over the Niners. I hate to say it. This is going to be a ball control game. It's minus 10 out there. This isn't a Rodgers-Jimmy G battle to me at all. This is a team battle. Let's go over to Tom Brady versus Matthew Stafford. To me, the key to this is you got to keep Aaron Donald off Tom Brady. You got to keep Ndamukong Suh off Tom Brady. You got to make sure that the rush doesn't get there so he doesn't throw one to Jalen Ramsey. This one, again, it's going to be a line. Last year's Super Bowl, Tom Brady won. Did you walk away from that game saying, well, Tom Brady was the reason the Bucs won that game? No. You said Shaq Barrett was the reason. This is going to be a pass rush game. I'm going to go, what are the other two games? It's going to be Bills-Chiefs. You said it yourself. The Bills, with Mr. Josh Allen, they're going to try and establish Devin Singletary. I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah. Well, and Josh Allen's their leading rusher, too.
Yes, and the Chiefs all of a sudden find this secret weapon, Jerick McKinnon, who's an unbelievable running back.
That's true.
That's going to be a running game. And lastly, Derrick Henry. Forget Joe Burrow. This is all about the Titans running game. I do not feel like this is a heavy quarterback weekend. And I also feel that Mahomes and Allen, both of them are going to play great. They're going to be fine. The problem is not going to be, that's not where the game's going to be decided. So stop with all this Mahomes versus Allen. Am I crazy? Am I totally underrating the quarterback? I feel like these games are all about controlling the pass rush and establishing the run game. All four games.
Yeah, the one, it's a fair argument. Because when you get to this time of year, right, especially you mentioned in Green Bay where the weather's super cold, I mean, you're definitely going to want to lean on the run game a little bit more. But the one thing that you're forgetting about this, two-minute drill, last minute to win the game, that kind of stuff. That's when the quarterback, it's all about the quarterback. So, like, if it's, you know, a furious comeback, you know, that let's say it's going to be Matthew Stafford and he's got to march down the field and he's got 85 yards to go. Like, you can't hand off to Cam Akers at that point. You got to be throwing the football. You know, if you are any of these guys, that's when they're going to define themselves. And those last plays are the ones that usually get the most attention when you have a tight game.
But say it's Bills Chiefs.
Right.
I feel like it's going to be whoever has the ball last.
Right.
I don't feel like Josh Allen or Mahomes is going to be stopped at the end of that game. So it almost like they equal each other out.
No, you never know, though, because that's the beauty of it, right? Like, say it's, you know, if it is the Bills trailing by 7, they got a minute 10, 2 timeouts, you know, then it's Allen time. Or same thing would be with Mahomes, and that's what they're going to be remembered for.
I think that both Allen and Mahomes are going to deliver. I feel like they're going to equal, the expression? I think they're going to cross each other off. I feel like this game, when we talk about the game on Monday, we're going to be like, there was another factor that determined this game.
Okay, one other thing that you're forgetting about here,
yeah,
where I can poke a hole in your argument, which is turnovers. So, like, yes, these guys could all have great games, but if Matthew Stafford throws three picks, listen, Tom Brady threw three picks in the NFC Championship game in the second half in Green Bay, and somehow they still won. I know.
Proving my point.
But, like, that's the exception. You know, if you're turning the ball over, that's going to be the recipe for disaster. That's how the quarterbacks are going to matter the most.
You're pretty much talking about Stafford and Jimmy G. Just admit it. That's who's in your mind.
I should have went with that. I said Stafford. I should have just gone over to Jimmy G because, and I think I speak for everybody who was watching that Cowboys 49ers game, everyone knew Jimmy G had a pick in him somewhere, and it came with about 9 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, and it was costly.
You know what quarterback nobody is talking about? Ryan Tannehill.
No, we aren't.
Any thoughts? What do we got here? He's got his receivers back this week. He's got Derrick Henry. Is there any chance this game comes down to Ryan Tannehill? Once again, I say no. I feel like this is going to be Titans running game is going to be the story Monday.
I think Titans running game is going to be the story, but I'm not so sure I want to start putting all my chips in Derrick Henry just because I was listening to his interview the other day, and he was talking about being back on the practice field and how great it is, and he hasn't been able to do anything for 2.5 months off the surgery, and then said, but I've got a metal plate in my foot, and that's a little different. And I was like, huh. I know these guys are superhuman, and they play through things that you and I could never even fathom, but a metal plate in your foot, that feels like that would make an impact on how you're going to run the ball.
But Derrick Henry's more superhuman than other running backs. Other running backs, when they carry the ball a lot, they usually show wear and tear. He just gets better. I feel like we're watching video of him bouncing around on CBS Sports Network. A, he looks fine. You have so much adrenaline going for this game that I don't care, metal plate or no metal plate. Also, he's been resting for 2.5 months. He's been totally relaxed.
He's been recovering from surgery.
No,
he hasn't been like in the Caribbean.
Okay. I just pity the poor Bengals safety who comes up to try and tackle him in the open field because he's going to get thrown about 9 yards by that stiff arm. I think Derrick Henry is so eager to get out there. I saw a story where he was so upset to lose the AFC title game. He was like devastated. I think for him, this is a big deal. Talking about a player with pressure, he thinks the Titans have a chance to win it all. I've seen his quotes. So I think he's going to be all adrenaline. And I'm sorry, Ryan Tannehill seems like a nice guy. He's not going to play a big role. I don't want to say none of the quarterbacks will, but this is not a quarterback matchup weekend. It's a whole team weekend where maybe as you get on to some further rounds, it'll more be about Aaron Rodgers. But I look at the Niners and the Packers. Is anyone saying, oh, what if Rodgers throws four picks? Like, everyone knows Rodgers is going to play a decent game.
Well, because he's always shown up in the postseason.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. It's so, not about him.
No, it's never about him.
No, but it's not about him. Sorry, it's not about him screwing up.
Right.
No one's worried about that he could have a game like Matthew Stafford might have.
It's all about, can that Packers defense stop the run?
Definitely.
I think I found that against the grain as we were going. It sort of stumbled and rumbled, kind of Derrick Henry-like.
Yeah, it was like a Derrick Henry. No,
I was trying to get to something. Yeah.
Derrick Henry is forceful with his runs. That wasn't a Derrick Henry run. That was like one of those, like Tyreek Hill, when he like changes directions like 16 times and then eventually figures out where he wants to go. That's what you're
right. Or like Barry Sanders when he tried, he reversed the field. The thing with Barry Sanders, once in a while he got tackled behind the line for -8 yards.
That might have been you.
Yeah, that might have been a -8 yards. Well, it's 2nd and 18 and Scott Mitchell's in big trouble. Yeah. No, I felt like you came in there and you threw a last-minute block that may have been illegal and sort of saved me to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Listen,
I appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Coming up, we predict, well, another difference maker this weekend, but we do it with a twist. It's Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and SiriusXM Channel 158.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.